The fall semester is winding down at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, and when students return in January, they'll be able to participate in some newly created initiatives, a diversity studies minor, and the Men of Excellence program. To learn more, I'm joined now by Dan Maher, professor of anthropology and sociology and the coordinator of the new minor, as well as John Blue, the inaugural executive director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it. We're discussing the new diversity studies minor at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. It's an 18-hour program within the history, social sciences, and philosophy departments, and there's a lot of flexibility in the classes that you can take. So can you explain to me a little bit about what that looks like? Does a student have sort of free range to be like, okay, I'm really interested in this particular section? Could we put these together to be the minor? Or is it more like, okay, here are your, say, five tracks that you could put together? Right.
I think it's exceptionally open to students catering the curriculum to their interests. We do have some required classes. Intro to Soc is even just a requirement to declaring the minor. And then there's two courses that every diversity studies minor has to take, an intro to diversity studies course, and then cultural anthropology as well. But then after those two core courses, all they need are four 12 credit hours of upper level electives. And so from there, they can pick and choose. I think I've lost count, but well, I think it's 31 or 32 different upper level classes. And so, right, if they wanted to do, for example, like a global emphasis, they could take, just for a few examples here, they could take a history class, history of Latin America. They could take a media comm class, social media and globalism. They could take a political science class, comparative political institutions. And then sociology has a global studies class. You could really mix and match it based on interest that way, so that you could easily do a global studies theme. Or if you wanted to do a race, ethnicity, indigeneity theme, sociology class called Race, Ethnicity, and Indigeneity. There's a social work class, Diversity and Social Economic Justice, a media comm class, again, Intercultural Communication, an English class, Literature of Diverse Cultures. So they could literally take four different disciplines if they wanted to. The only requirement with the upper level electives is they can't use more than 6 hours from one discipline. That's very interdisciplinary. And the other thing I was going to say is I like the fact that it requires you to go beyond just your area, right? It's about diversity, and it requires diversity of curriculum in your studies.
And John, I want to bring you into the conversation as the director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. You were hired about a year ago and started in January as the university's first DEI director. With this minor, how does it help UAFS with its DEI initiatives?
One, I think some initiatives that are probably going to be rolling out through the diversity plan in the future is going to really address recruitment and retention. I think with this minor being, I believe, the only minor for diversity studies in the state of Arkansas, number one, sets us apart from every other institution, not only in the state, but also the region. So I think it's going to definitely help us with recruiting students and retaining students as well, because they are getting an opportunity here that they would not be able to get at any other institution in this region.
And so by taking these courses, you know, they're going to be learning about groups of people that are perhaps different from them, right? And I know race is the one we always think of, but also gender and ability. How does that access to this type of information impact a student's experience at college as well as the success that they have at college?
I always tell people that the way that you enter the university, you should not graduate from the university the same way that you came in. So these classes should help transform these individuals that are attending UAFS, that are actually taking part in the minor, helping them broaden their perspective and their mindset, thought process, because our goal here is to graduate individuals that are going to go out into the world, not just Arkansas, but go out into the world and be global leaders. So in order for them to actually do that, this minor is really, really important for not just students in the those particular, you know, majors, but even our students that are STEM majors, or even if they are a music major, it would be great for them to actually take part in this, because it's going to help them out in their future going forward.
I think we obviously live and have for a long time in a very diverse society. And in a lot of ways, I think the public conversation is kind of catching up to the academic conversation. And so that's fantastic. And so this raised awareness of, hey, we need to have these skills of being able to interact with a variety of people and be comfortable with a variety of people. And this is something I think the curriculum will match up well with things Mr. Blue is doing on campus. I'm going to make the courses as experiential as possible and, you know, build into the curriculum, especially like the Intro to Diversity Studies class. Part of it will be to attend and go to some events on campus, you know, student club organization meetings, that sort of thing. In sociology, it's kind of a silly name theory, but it's called contact hypothesis, right? If you are around other people who are unlike you, chances are you'll find out that they're humans too, right? And your prejudices and break down. So that's going to be a major component to it, right? And then in terms of the link to employment, you know, being able to demonstrate that you have skills where you can work in this context and interact with people, that's a real key, I think.
Speaking of efforts that John is working on campus, I'd love to know more about the Men of Excellence program. I understand that you launched this initiative this semester. Can you tell me more about it and how that first semester has gone?
Coming in, I started looking at data, enrollment numbers, and retention numbers. So from looking at that data, it informed me that we needed to have some type of initiative put in place in reference to help combat and improve those retention numbers, more specifically our men of color on campus. The organization is open to all males. We have 10 students that are faithful to the program that actually come to all events, and they do stuff outside of the actual organization as well. The program is to holistically serve these students. And when I say these students, I mean all males, because we do not discriminate against any male on campus, and to help develop them academically, socially to campus, and campus acclimation. That's very, very important for them to have that sense of belonging, but also to develop them and get them prepared for their upcoming careers after graduation. They meet biweekly. So each general body meeting, we have a guest speaker come. Our last meeting, we had our state rep, Jay Richardson, actually come and speak to them about the importance of being civically engaged. So we're trying to definitely service the whole student. In the future, we'll be discussing some mental health and the male psyche, because we know, especially with males, it's a big stigma with males, especially males of color, but males in general, around, you know, mental health and seeking a counselor or a therapist or whatnot. It's sometimes can be frowned upon, but we're trying to break down those walls so that our men on campus can make sure that they are healthy and whole, both physically and mentally. It is our hope to grow this program. And, you know, from historical context, I brought this program here from Mississippi State University. I was the advisor there at Mississippi State. It had been at Mississippi State since 2009, but it started even prior to Mississippi State. It originated out of the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it. Best of luck finishing out the fall semester and getting ready for the spring semester with all these new projects.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.